lucky yesterday we got planning permission approved for the redevelopment of our Millennium Stand extension. So today marks the sort of the next phase of that project. Now we can crack on and hopefully get everything lined up so that we can start the project in earnest on sort of 1st of June, really, is our plan. So we're looking forward to that.
And how big a boost is it that this will now happen?
Until you get planning permission and a tick in the box, you don't know. But fortunately, the local authority and the planning committee saw the need to replace a very old grandstand with a new one as easy as we did. We thought it was the next phase of our development and the next stage of pushing Wetherby Racecourse on to the next level. And therefore, we've been moving on this for sort of 3 or 4 years now, but in the last 6 to 9 months to a year, really, is where we've cracked on properly. And we're delighted, and hopefully the new facilities will bring in additional revenues and probably new racegoers and new people to the area and the county of West Yorkshire.
As it's been described, it's going to be a more state-of-the-art four-storey building next to the Millennium Stand that you got there. You're going to have lots of other things around you. What's sort of the big plans for it at the moment? What have you got going on?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much as described. It's, what we've got at the moment is a fairly ageing grandstand built in the 1960s, which is a rabbit warren, and basically, it itself was state-of-the-art in 1965, I think, but in the modern day, it doesn't accommodate enough people. So we're creating a huge downstairs sort of open bar and betting hall with a coffee shop and food outlets for sort of 500 or 600 people. And then the main driver behind this whole grandstand is the owners and trainers facilities that we have at Wetherby. They're one of our key customers as well. So we're creating a lovely new floor, which gives them front views of the racecourse and the track, and it gives the back views. It's got balconies on both sides, which gives them views of the parade ring and their horses in the parade ring as well. And then on top of that, we've got a sort of VIP room. We're just moving forward with the times. If we don't, if we stand on our laurels and sit back, other race courses and other venues will continue to develop, and we'll get left behind. And this hopefully will also allow us to develop our non-racing business and get new partners and new people in for conferences and banquets and exhibitions. And so the possibilities are enormous, really. So we're very excited.
I was going to ask that about the outside the horse racing side of it. At the moment, do you feel that that is something that's letting you down a little bit, and something like this being developed will really help?
It will only help, but we're not let down at all. We've got two other fantastic grandstands in the Millennium Stand and the Bramham Hall, which the occupancy rate outside of horse racing is huge. We've had people in there all week this week, which, for the first week in January, people are slowly but surely getting back to work is impressive. We've got more people in on Monday. We were supposed to be racing today, sadly, so there was no one booked in today specifically. But no, I mean, our non-racing business is thriving, and we're really excited, but what the extra dimension that this new grandstand can add to that.
And obviously, marrying those two sides up, the non-racing side and the racing side, that's obviously one thing that you want to concentrate on too. But marrying those two, it just means for an ever-improved business, really, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've in the last, since 1995 is when which seems a long time ago now, was when we started sort of redeveloping the racecourse. And now this is the last sort of piece in the jigsaw in terms of our ageing facilities, and we can now, every single building we've got is of a modern nature. We've got great access off the motorway now since the A1 was widened at Wetherby. We're set now for the next sort of 20, 30, 40 years with all the facilities we've got, and we'll continue to develop the business accordingly.
I've seen many stadiums that have been redeveloped and whatnot at the moment, and kind of getting all those extra businesses in there really does help, and the different kind of things that you can provide to the racegoers as well. That must have surely been in your mind to kind of improve that day for a racegoer, to make that experience even better.
Yeah, absolutely. Customer experience is key. Everybody is competing with each other, whether it's racecourses versus racecourses, or racecourses versus football stadiums or shopping outlets. Customer focus and customer experience is one of our key drivers at the moment, and our key performance measures. And you've only got to look at Yorkshire, obviously a very different animal to Wetherby in terms of the racecourse, but the improvements that they've made in the last 18 months, 2 years at York has really lifted the bar for all of the nine Yorkshire courses to have some friendly rivalry and competition with each other, as well as sort of non-race course areas. So, we're always, like any business, we're pushing to make sure that people who come to our venue have one of the most enjoyable experiences that we can possibly give them.
Big question is, John Joe, when's it all going to be open then?
So we finish racing. We've got 11 race meetings left at this season. So we finish our last meeting, our last flat fixture. We've got two flat fixtures this year. So the last one of those is on the evening of the 24th of May. And then between then and October the 12th, when we start our new season, so we've got 4 months, we're going to be demolishing the old grandstand, doing the foundations, putting up the steel structure and getting enough infrastructure in place so that we can continue to race in October. And then whilst we're racing from October over the winter, we'll obviously finish as much, all the grandstand we can. So the idea is, so demolition starts around about the 1st of June, and then the finished product we hope will be sort of late spring 2017, when we'll be able to test it at one or two of the sort of more quieter race meetings that we have. We'll then have our close season in the summer of 17, and then obviously it'll be properly launched and formally opened at the opening meeting of our October 17 racing season.